Medrash Rabba, Parshas Emma, says the following: Tani Ratchia, Sheva Shabbosos Tmimos Tiyena. On the pasuk Sheva Shabbosos Tmimos Tiyena, it says there, Ein Masai Ein Tmimos. When are they considered one complete unit? So the Medrash says, Bizman She Yisrael Oysen Ritzoyne Shalmoka. When Klal Yisrael are doing what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants them to do. It's a very puzzling medrash. I don't usually dwell on Medrash HaKliya, the famous Goyim that says Rubam Torah Sarisa. Most of them are mistakes. A printing mistake. But this is a medrash which is beyond dispute. It's there, it's printed, and there's no doubt about it. And it says here, Tani Rafiya. Tani Rafiya usually sounds like a halakha. He's learned of the halacha that Sheva Shabbosah is Tmimos Tiyena. When is it considered Tmimos? When they're doing with Tzoyno Shel Mokka. Within tonight, Shit Sechatel Zavrocha in the Sefer Tferes Yonas and dwells upon the Medrash already. And he goes into a complicated answer according to Sugya Menachos about Mr. Bailaila. I don't want to go into what he speaks about, but I would like to give something more on our level to be able to explain this Midrash. And this is my suggestion. The sugya in Menachos Daf Samach Vav is the sugya of Sfiras Ariba. In there, Tosfos says like this. Posak Bahag that what happens if Hecha b'shochach lispo b'alayla, what happens if someone didn't count at night? It was Friday night, it was late, he went to sleep, wakes up in the morning, oh, he said, I forgot to count last night. I didn't count last night, what do I do? So the Bahag says Tosus, shesei for bayayim, don't worry about it. Say brokers, count for you, no problem. And afterwards you're fine. The Chayno Yenira Mitoich Mishnah, so Tosus doesn't. So the Bahag says, didn't count at night, count by day. Comes Tosus, says, no. Avol Nirva Benutam Ika Idastoma. And he says, no, you can't count any. So the Machlokes, the Bahag and Rabbeinutam, what do you do? Bahag says, you count in the morning, you didn't count at night. Comes Rabbeinu Tam, it says, no, you've lost it. You got it. That's the first part of Tosfos. At the end of Tosfos, he brings Oid Posach Balochus Gedolus. Again, he brings the Bahag. And there he says, Shim Hiksik Yoimecha Beloi Sofa, Shuv Eina Sofa. Then what happens if you miss one hour? One day I forgot. And here I come to Shul one night, I end up counting 20, so it's day. I have to count yesterday all together. I missed my rib, and then I forgot during the day. I missed out a whole day. What do I do? So the Bahag says, Shein hifzik yoim echod v'loi sofa, shubayna sofa, mishum debin and tmina. If you need, there should be a complete unit of 49 days, and therefore don't count at all. The Kema G'dayrehi, Tosfos says it's very wondrous. The lo yitokin is impossible. He doesn't explain himself. He brings the Bahag, and he doesn't say, he says it's wondrous, and it's impossible, and he doesn't say why not. When this is brought in the other Rishonim, the Rosh at the end of Pesachim, and he says, he explains what the end of Tosfos would have been, or why it happened that Tosfos not there. And he says like this, Vain mirror the reed. And he says the reason why he doesn't like the Bahag Tosfos is the Kol Laila V'Laila Mitzvah B'Fnei Atmei. That every night is a separate mitzvah. And therefore he's saying, and to use the words of the Rishonim, he missed one day. So what? Misha Ochal Shum. Yeah, so the Yachal Shum. Someone did something bad. He ate Dalek, he disturbed all the other neighbors around him, so he should eat it again. He made one problem. He forgot one day. He's done something wrong already, so he should do something wrong again and not count again. Of course he should keep counting. So the Ri holds that you do count. The Bahag says, you missed, you've had it. This year, you're finished. And so therefore, it seems to be that the Bahag says you missed it. Tosfos says that's impossible. There's no reason for it. It can't be. It's because he holds, like the Ri, that just because you missed once, it's not a reason to miss again. And therefore, now, the Prima Godin, and Simon and Arachayim Tov Tetes, Sifkot Yudimel, says, he can't understand this Bahag. Yesh Lahak says, E kulu choda mitzvah, one mitzvah, eich mevokhim b'chol layla. How is the problem? Why do you make the bracha each night? It's one mitzvah. It's not 49 mitzvahs, but it's only one mitzvah. You should make the bracha, only one. You make it the first night, and that's it. And he says, v'tzorech he is. These are the questions. An actual fact I found that long before the Prima Godim, the Shibboleth elected when the Zohar was showing him already asked this question. And he says, the way he expresses it in the Siman Reish Lamed Daled, the Shibboleth elected says, you know, the Ri in Tosfos says that every night is a separate mitzvah, like we brought to the Rosh before. So he says, the E Lav Hafi, because if it were not to be so, Eich mevorchim b'chol layla b'layla. So how do you make the bracha on every night? So therefore, he says, must be that it's a separate mitzvah, therefore there's a separate bracha every night, and shver the Bahag. The Bahag, who says that it's all one mitzvah, as the Prima Godin asks, why do I make a bracha every night? One thing, though, I understand is in the Tosfos, in the long Tosfos and Afsamach Vav, where Tosfos and Menachos bring the two Bahags, there must be some correlation. Not just that I bring one Bahag, I bring another Bahag. There must be something where the two are connected. And I realized that was what chat. The first Bahag that Tosfos quotes is that if it didn't count at night, you count by day. And the Venetano says, no, you didn't count at night, you've lost it. The second Bahag he brings is a full one mitzvah. How are the two interrelated? And then I realize that they are connected. If it's one mitzvah, the Torah says, Sheva Shabbosos Tmimos Kriya. It's got to be 7 complete weeks. From the word Tmimos, it's whole. It's got to be complete, it's got to be whole. Therefore, it depends what the mitzvah is. According to the Bahag, there is only one mitzvah. The mitzvah takes a long time to be in the time, it takes 7 weeks. You start in the first night, and eventually you finish. And therefore it takes 7 weeks till the mitzvah is complete. The mitzvah is one mitzvah, says the Bahag. That mitzvah has to be tumah, it's got to be complete. Therefore, as long as you count to the first night on time or whatever, and eventually you finish, the mitzvah is tumah. The one mitzvah is tumah, it's complete. You started counting the first night, the second, what we call the second night, Pesach, and you counted then. It lasts the counting until Shavuot, then the mitzvah is completed, so the mitzvah is tmimah. Therefore, what if in the middle, say night 15, I didn't count at night, so I count by day? Now, have I disturbed my tmimah? What's my problem? There's no din on each and every one of the days that they're supposed to be complete. But then there's the mitzvah Shiras Ayla, which is one mitzvah, which takes the expanse of 49 days till it's finished. that mitzvah has to be tmeima. But what happens in the middle, that every night we count, and etc., etc., so if I count a bit earlier, a bit later, it doesn't matter, even the next morning, it still doesn't matter, because the mitzvah is still tmeima. The mitzvah which starts on the second night of Pesach and finishes on Shavuot, that mitzvah was complete. In the middle, there's been one time he didn't do it on time, so what? He did a bit later, so what? It didn't disturb the tmeima. Look at it though from Tosafot's perspective. Tosafot's perspective is, as the Rosh explained, every day is a different mitzvah. Every single day is a different mitzvah. So when the Torah says tmeimos, the Torah says it on each day's mitzvah. Ah, so the mitzvah of each day, let's say 9:15, so I've got to count, that has to be complete. In order to be complete, you've got to start counting at the earliest time, and then the counting is complete because the whole day was counted. Oh, if that's the case, what happens if I didn't count at night? I forgot to count at night, and I want to count by day. Oh, not too much. There's places you can't count. So the two Bahad and Tosfos are interrelated. It's the Shitasa. Only because Rabbeinu Tam says it's one mitzvah, only because of that, so the mitzvah tmeimus is on this one mitzvah, which is the long mitzvah that takes 7 weeks to complete. Only because of that, if he didn't count at night, could he count by day? That's the way I realized last night, the Havona and the Hemshech HaTosfos. Let's move on. There's a problem that happens every year with anyone who has a birthday during these 7 weeks. And he says, Bar Mitzvah ultimately is going to be Pesach or Shavuot. And he has a dilemma what to do. Now, let's say you have a child, a normal child, and he counts Tefillah with a bracha, like any other mitzvah sinner. Father's going to train him to do mitzvahs. Therefore, what would be if he's Bar Mitzvah in the middle? So if he's, let's say forgetting the Bar Mitzvah, if he's a cotton, so every cotton does every mitzvah, he has a mitzvah sinner, so he makes a bracha. He shakes lulav, he says, I should concern him with poison, with the bona, and the teal of lulav, I mean, he really isn't commanded, it's only mitzvah sinner, but the bona says he's mitzvah, he's commanded to do so, so he does so. So he shakes his lulav and he makes his bracha. Same thing, he counts through it, he makes his brosa, and he counts through it, fine. However, what happens in the year of Bar Mitzvah? Now, for the first, let's say Bar Mitzvah on day 15. So, what happens? The first 14 days, you have to do it on the Mitzvah Sinner. But in a way, the problem, because afterwards, where's his tmeimos? You know, he, as a cotton and Mitzvah Sinner, he can't finish. And as a gadol, he can't start because he wasn't yet by mitzvah. So since the changes in the middle, there's a big dilemma in the posture, and everyone has their shittas and their various shittas. However, the two prime disciples of the Tzaddikim, the Ramshik and the Tzav Sofer, they come up with this idea like this. And they say that the Etzem, even according to the Bahag, that says it's all one mitzvah, and that's really the cause of the problem of the mitzvah going, it's really a separate mitzvah each and every day. Kol Laila has a mitzvah with me. Every night is a mitzvah of its own, even according to the Bahag. If that's the case, to them, Why does he say in this one night you can't count anymore? So he said, they say, is because there's a din of tmeimah. It's true, every night is a separate mitzvah. But this mitzvah is a mitzvah that goes and you have to count consecutively. That's what tmeimah means. It has to be, right? There's 14, each night is a separate mitzvah, there's 49 mitzvahs, but each of the 49 mitzvahs have to follow each other. It has to be a day one, and a day two, and a day five, and a day ten. It has to go in order. Therefore, they say, what would happen if he missed one out? Therefore, I counted three, I missed four, and that, I can't count five anymore. So even though each one is a separate mitzvah, but since it says tmimah, you have to do all of them. So it's a separate mitzvah, but each of the mitzvahs are interdependent on each other. Therefore, if I missed out one of the numbers, I can't do it anymore. So I can't count five unless I originally counted four. So if you missed four, you've had it. But if you ask me how many mitzvahs do I have, there are 49. But the thing is, the Torah says that all 49 have to follow each other in a consecutive order. Therefore, once you missed it, you've had it. Therefore, according to them, it's very good. You have to make a bracha every night. Each night is a separate mitzvah. That's fine. A cotton shell is gavel. They're passed in halacha l'maaseh. They both gedola poskim, and they both say, "See, a cotton shell is gavel. What's the problem?" He counts the first 14 days as a cotton. Then afterwards, he counts as a gavel. No numbers have been missed. Each night is a separate mitzvah. No problem. Some he counted as a cotton, as mitzvah chedus. But he counted them. So even though Midaraisa, looking at it from a certain perspective, it wasn't a proper Midaraisa, did the sphere of the Oima, but at the end of the day, he counted. And if he counted, and they've all been counted in a consecutive regular order, there is no problem anymore. Therefore, they say, even if a cotton should have gaveled, he can count the first 14 as a cotton, as long as he counted every night, then he can continue counting as a gadol with a brocha, and there is no problem. And they say, and what would be in a case of one of Islam, someone has died. Remember, he uses the hourglass leg. And the doctors tell him, and he knows for sure, it's not going to last for sure. Still, they say, it's compatible with the brocha, no problem. Every night he counts consecutively. Every night is a separate mitzvah. If he's not going to live that long, all right, he doesn't live that long. Doesn't matter. Didn't do anything wrong. It's not a brocha levatol or a mafreya. Every night was a separate mitzvah. So he lived it for 20 days. He counted 20 days. That's fine. All 20 were consecutive. Each one was a separate mitzvah. So he has 20 more mitzvahs. He comes to Eben Haber. He's fine. That is the psak of the Ksav Sofer and the Maharshik. And so they come up with this finish, saying that the Bahag agrees that each and every one is a separate mitzvah, except it's a second din, that it needs to be tmimais, and therefore it needs to be in such a fashion that it's all in consecutive order. Sorry. The problem with that is with the chinuch. When the chinuch, the mitzvah shin vav, when he brings the mitzvah sphere to him, when he quotes this Bahag, he holds like the Bahag, and he says, clearly, kulo mitzvah acha. So, the chinuch was following the footsteps of the Baal, the Baal is a paigon earlier, and the halacha is valid. So therefore, he's saying it's kulo mitzvah acha. That doesn't work with them. They say that he teaches that it's a separate mitzvah. Also, if you look carefully in the Lashon of the Rosh says clearly, that no, the Re says that each night is a separate mitzvah. What do you mean? Who's asking that? According to the Ksav Sofer and the Maharshik, everyone holds each night a separate mitzvah. The question is there special halacha? Of clearly it has to be Lord, it doesn't matter. But the Rosh says that he says no, he brings the bag, and he says that the Re argues, and he says the Re that every night is a separate mitzvah. In other words, the Bahag held to the oneness, like the Chinuch says. There's another raya which we haven't had time to go into, the Shitta of the Ritzkeyus, that he holds that you can say, very interesting Shitta of one of the Goyim, and he says if you forget, you can count and say, yesterday was such and such. So the question is like this. I have to count tonight 15. I realize, oh, I skipped out 14. So what do? So I say, yesterday was 14, and tonight is 15. And that's good enough. I count them every number. It's the shit of the risk game. How do we show them off? Well, not that we don't pass them like that. But it's the whole reason why we need is that in order to be consecutively counting, then the Torah, you should be able to work like the risk game. It's not mukhas because you could say that to say what yesterday was is not considered a tzvira. The risk is a tzvira, but we won't go into that. Now, if we don't hold like the Tzadikim, and if we don't hold like the Ramshi, they say that according to the Hag, it's a separate mitzvah every night, because at the end of the day, the Rosh has clearly, the Rosh and the way the Chinuch learn, according to the Hag, it's one mitzvah. We're back to the Shibayla Haleket Kasha, which the Prima Gadol was having to. How could you possibly, according to the Baha'i, make a mitzvah, if it's all one mitzvah, make a separate bracha every night? What I want to say is like this, and I think this is correct. There is mitzvahs, and there is brachas. And the truth of the matter is that every time there's a mitzvah, there's usually a bracha. And when there isn't, there's all kind of shittas that I'm sure. So Raj brought, why you don't make a bracha? But normally there's a bracha. Now, what is the bracha on? On the mitzvah or on the maisa mitzvah? On the kiyum mitzvah or on the act that you have to do? Now, I found one for Chivas with Kiregim and the Rekama. The Kiregim says clearly, the maisa ha-mitzvah is mechayev the bracha. Kinega talks about mezuzah, but is there anyone who becomes tonight? You become mechuyev. So Kinega says, you know, if you don't have an act, if you're not doing anything, you don't make a bracha. A bracha is for doing a mitzvah. The maisa ha-mitzvah is mechayev the bracha. Kiyum ha-mitzvah is a different thing. It's not the kiyum. What a mechayev the mitzvah is not mechayev the bracha. The act of doing the mitzvah, avat the chachamim u'masakin abram. If that's the case, what the Baha'i is saying is very simple. Like the Rishonim tell us, the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer is makuyim at the end of the 49 days. If I didn't count all 49, I'm not makai the mitzvah. There is only one mitzvah. But the act that I need to do in order that that mitzvah should be performed, that is 49 acts. I have to count 49 days. So the ma'aseh mitzvah, the act that I need to do, which that is makayev the bracha, that act I have to do for 49 consecutive days. If I don't do that act, ultimately I won't be makayev the one mitzvah. Therefore, it comes out very simple. The kiyum ha-mitzvah, I'm a time shvuah, when I count it all 49. The maisa ha-mitzvah is every night, and the maisa ha-mitzvah requires a bracha with it, and therefore we make 49 mitzvahs. That's the simple mahalas. Let's get back to the original medrash. And the original medrash says that Amosai hain tumas was man. And I was thinking perhaps that Pshat in the Medrash is to exclude the Pshat as it's Tzadikim from the Ramshi. I would have said, as long as it was counted, like they said, I could have thought that as long as you counted each and every night, all the numbers, then you can continue, and there is no problem. As they say, it doesn't matter if it was a cotton, doesn't matter if it was a silver, as long as every number was counted consecutively, then you're fine. The only problem is, if you missed one out, there's a number missing, you can't count 15 unless you counted 40. But it's not the 15th counting. So, comes the Medrash and says, no. It has to be, Amosai hain tumas, when is it considered it's complete? This man shows him attention, but it's a mitzvah to count. It's got to be a sphere ta'ima on every single night. And if it's not a sphere ta'ima, and if it's not oisim atayna shamach, if it's not a mitzvah when you count it, it's not considered counted. Therefore, if at the end of the day you counted, but it wasn't a mitzvah, then you're not yet sure. Then you can't count neither. Even though you counted 14, but it wasn't a mitzvah then. And there's a case where Rachman al-Shlan, with the Nebi Huda talks about, the soul was an oimah. And I must tell you, it happened. Rachman al-Shlan, someone dies in the oimah, and the children, the oimah, and they can't, they're taking the body somewhere, they can't count, they can't do mitzvahs, Einen Potter in the Mitzvahs, and they couldn't count. They missed out a number in the Sphere. They were well aware, and they're dying to do the Mitzvah, but the Torah doesn't allow it. Einen Potter in the Mitzvah. Right? Pardon?
Dying to do the
Mitzvah. Yes, that's right. So, what happens then? So the Behuda says, he says, what happens if you did count? Now, I like you saying, you know, father dies, he was dying to do the mitzvah, he counted. I can't miss for his time, I'm going to get my cheesecake, I'm sure. So what happens then? So the Behuda says he counted, and he wants to count the next. Says the Nazi Yehuda, since when he counted, it wasn't Potter. So it wasn't the Maisa HaMitzvah. So even though in actual fact he counted, and he can't count both. Right. So if he's an owner, what should he do? So therefore, the Nazi Yehuda says, it's got to be a sphere of a mitzvah in order to allow you to continue count. So again, he's saying the locus of that sofa, the locus of shit, and basically this is what we're trying. The Medrash is telling us. In order to be tmimos, it's got to be counted consecutively, but it's not just a physical act of counting. If the counting was just an act of counting, but it wasn't a mitzvah of spirit or ima, it wasn't the proper counting of the ima, it was there. He said it. And he was fully conscious of what he was saying, and he meant to do it, but at the end of the day he was caught. Either because he was a cotton, and therefore he's not fulfilling the mitzvah, or he's an oinen who, like one of the psalmists, is caught the mitzvah. So at the end of the day, there was a counting, but it wasn't a mitzvah through the oinen. It wasn't a tmimais bizman sha'oisim retainer shalmotim. It's not considered a counting, and therefore, you can't count anymore the Shita Tabahag. So in summation, the Shita Tabahag is, it's one mitzvah, but each Maisa HaMitzvah, which is all 39 days of Machayim and Bracha, but each of those Maisa HaMitzvahs has to be a Maisa HaMitzvah of a Mechuyiv B'Dafka.